Wisconsin remembers when.
And now, from high atop the 22nd floor of the posh Hotel Hickory, on the square in beautiful downtown Hickory, North Carolina. Now look, you gotta say like the natives, okay? You can't say Hickory. Mm-mm. They'll know you're not from around here. Hey everybody, Pat Appleson with you, and for the next 3 hours, I've got some of the world's greatest country music. We'll be calling on Bobby Bear, Dolly Parton, Tommy Overstreet, Willie Nelson, Toby Keith, and Bob Luman, and the Inn Men. Let's get to it.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
That's a good one to start off the show with. Dolly Parton working 9 to 5. She works hard for the money. And Alan Jackson says, so do I, but I still like bologna. So he goes down to deli at Publix. It's where bologna is a pleasure, everybody. I was their announcer for 15 years. I should know.
Satellite communications, long distance internet relations. The world's a little faster every day. I know it's all well and good, and I don't embrace it like I should, but I wouldn't want to go backwards even if I could. But I still like bologna on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. I like my 50-inch HD plasma. Feels like they just reach out and grab you. 500 channels at my command. Finally gave in and got a cell phone that I hardly ever seem to turn on. I guess I never had that much to say. And I still like bologna on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. I got a laptop that sits on a desk. Don't use it much except to check on some old car from yesterday. I kind of like that music thing. You just download them and you can save about every song that's ever been made. But I still like bologna on white bread now. A shovel head down a gravel road, the grass between my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close. Well, I guess what I've been trying to say, this digital world is okay. Makes life better in a lot of ways, but it can't make the smell of spring or sunshine or lots of little things we take for granted every day. Oh, and I still like bologna on white bread now and then. Woman's love to hold me close. Yeah, baloney, a woman's love and a good cell phone.
Oh yeah, I gotta press a button. All right, a baloney and a good cell phone. Yeah, I was an early adopter of cell phones, I want to tell you. I had them back in 1982. We had them bolted to the hump in the between the seats there, and the transmitter was in the trunk. It was about 4 feet square, and you'd pull up to the light on Biscayne Boulevard down in Miami, and you'd have this thing up to your head, and all the hookers would wave at you, "Hey, Cadillac!" Yeah, I was an early adopter. And my wife laughs at me. She does this goofy, silly laugh when, you know, she thinks I'm stupid. And that has to do with me ordering bologna at Publix. Once in a while, about every 60 days, I go with Alan Jackson, okay? And we have to get at least a pound of the cheapest bologna that they have. You don't want the good stuff. You don't want Prince Albert in a can, you know? You want, there's another one there, Hamlet or something. Anyway, that's the one we get. And mayo on white bread, I want to tell you.
Gone from the charts, but not from your hearts. It's Pat's Country Classics.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love, He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
The late, great Don Williams on Pat's Country Classics, and I Believe in You. Any woman that would buy me bologna, I believe in her. I have to tell you. My wife's the exception, like I said. She won't buy it. She'll, you go down there and pick it out, honey. I'll wait for you in the car. Do I have to go? It's stuff like that. Anyway, she's still a number 10 in my book. If you're going zero is bad and 10 is high, she's a 10. Now, the expert on that is Bobby Bear. He can count to 11.
I was sitting in Friday sucking on a glass of wine when in walked this chick who almost struck me blind. That wet blue eyes and her legs were long and fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give her 9. Now on my scale, there ain't no 10s, you know. 9 is about as far as any chick can go. So I flashed her a smile, but she didn't even look at me. So for brains and good judgment, I give her a 3. I said, hey, sweet thing, you look like a possible 8. You and me could make 18 if your head's on. She looked up and down my perfect frame and said these words that burned into my perfect brain. She said, well, another one of those macho magician men, kind who grade all women on scales of 1 to 10. Generous thing to do. Now let's just see just how much I give you. style makes me smile. I give it a 5. When you walked up, I noticed that suit of yours. It's last year's double-knit frayed cuff. Give it a 4. Now that must be your car parked out on the curb. That 69 homemade convertible, a 3 1/3. Now as for that build, I guess you're less than 5. Except for your pot belly, I give that a 10 for size. That wine you're pouring might be fine to you, but I'm used to fine champagne, I give it a 2. It's hard to tell what your flashing smile is worth. I give it a 6, you could use some dental work. But it's a strutting rooster act that really makes me laugh. It may be a 10 to these country hens, but to me, 3 1/2. And there really ain't much to add once the subtraction's done. Since there ain't no zeros, I give you a 1. And she walked out while up and down the line. The whole bar was laughing, saying, "Bear, what happened to your 9? 9, says I. Hell, soon she started to talk, I knew. She didn't have no class, I barely gave her a 2. Yeah, no matter how good they look at first, there's flaws in all of them. That's why on a scale of 10 to 1, friend, there ain't no 10.
This is Pat's Country Classics on the Pat Appleson Radio Network.